is the Don and Mike Show.
They're laughing at us.
Hey, they laughed at Louis Armstrong when he said he was going to go to the moon. Now he's up there laughing at them.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's hard not to laugh at that one.
Well, what's so funny, Cool Whip? You get a lot of satisfaction from those $15 hookers?
I'm never satisfied.
It's a curse.
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
How about Bill O'Reilly?
MF-er, I want more iced tea.
You sex demon?
That's fascinating.
Fascinating.
You know my motto.
Clothing optional.
That leads right to...
Mommy boobies.
Then...
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Mmm, you suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Let's see what's happening out there. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I know who the lady was on Oprah.
Ah, who was it? Did they help our case? Who was it?
It was Yoko Ono on a scooter.
You.
That's good. That is very, very good.
Sometimes you can make us laugh.
That was worth it right there. And you know, that's a quick call, too. Quick turnaround on that one.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Oh, you're doing a Satan voice here, right? Or
no, I'm just here chilling in California, Richmond, California. How you doing?
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That scared me, Don.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don't be afraid of him. Don't fear the Reaper.
Very scary.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Just to let you know, two quick things. First of all, the Oprah clip did come through at least one time during the last segment.
That's kind of the reason we played it a million times, because the station only has so much delay built up.
This, you want a prediction? This will be a non-issue tomorrow.
I'll bet, yeah.
This will be a non-issue probably by 7:05 tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would predict that.
But really, what this comes down to, this is not going to be our normal standard bitching and screaming and, you know, we're going to have a fit. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this falls under the category of don't overcorrect.
Silly.
Really, you know, yes, we realize that it is a new climate. We realize there has to be vigilance. But also, you know, you can't overreact. And this is a question of somebody overreacting.
And here's the problem with this. The person who's making the decision is Greg Edger. Okay. Greg Edger, who is a lifetime board op. No offense. I like it, Greg. You're a nice guy. I don't necessarily know if you should be the guy running the button for what's proper and not proper on this show.
And if he is, he ought to have immediate access to somebody that is a little bit better versed in the rule book. But you know what? There is no rule book. So once again, we get right back to where we were before.
So they put it all in, this guy Greg. We've talked about him on the show. Mm-hmm. When he used to board up the Howard Stern show, sometimes we would have chicks call us on the request line wanting to talk to the guy that runs the board during Howard Stern's show.
Yeah, because along with running the show, Greg would do a little trolling as well.
So
at least it appeared that way when we would be getting calls from his lady friends during our show.
So longtime listeners will know that we really don't have a beef with Greg Edger.
He's a good board op. He's the real enchilada. He is. he truly is.
Don Pablo.
The real enchilada.
But seriously, he's wigging out. Because they've scared the fear of God into him.
Yeah, I
sure.
mean, you cannot put the blame solely on him. No. It is a climate. It is the climate that we do our show in.
I would have to ask, why do we have, is a rhetorical question, why do we have a producer? Why do we have a junior producer? Why do we have a general manager? Why do we have a program director? If a guy making $11 an hour is the guy making the calls, and in this case, he 100% made the wrong call.
Yeah, if for no other reason that you are taking a segment from another program that was aired in daytime television to a national audience, which is a more scrutinized censorship system than we have here.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong about that? I mean, daytime television, seriously?
And then when you get down to the content itself, there's nothing obscene about it.
No, it's too double entendre. It's, you know, when they use that word, double entendre, you're doing innuendo. You're talking about something that cannot really be construed as obscene.
Right.
That is, in many cases, what makes it funny.
Right. Hello, Don.
I wish they'd understand that part.
Find me that song, please. Don't we have that Courtney Love song I like so bad? Hole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Would you
well, that was her band name.
That's the name of that, her group.
That was the group
name of her whole group. And Hole. I mean Whole Group.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you just stole my thunder. I was going to ask for some Courtney Love and Hole, and maybe they could play the whole segment tomorrow, or maybe read some scripture from the Holy Bible.
See?
Thank you.
Everybody's
for
having
us.
Fun now, and I think it's good, innocent fun.
Yeah. And really, you should, really, we never say this.
God.
Call the management of the station and really tell them they're so wrong on this one.
Well, you know, and I wonder really if management has even, if this has even gotten there yet. I know we've made a couple of phone calls about it, but you're absolutely right. This is a situation that we are all living with right now. It's very difficult to point the finger and blame someone.
Exactly.
You got a guy, you're right, Don, that's had the fear of God put into him, you know, and it's difficult. It's difficult for everybody, but the frustrating
He's
thing
the
is
same guy that-
this is wrong. And you know what? At a certain point, when we say, hey, well, you know, look, you're wrong. Please don't do it again. We'll take the heat for it. And then we will take the heat for it. You
like
know?
It was unbelievable to me with the whole IHOP joke. All right. Then we had a tape where a guy from the 50s or 60s, whatever that PSA tape was discussing blood.
Mm-hmm.
And they deleted out the word blood, which mm-hmm. was not used in a sexual or titillating context
right.
at all. Suddenly blood became a bad word,
right?
And now today this very innocent tape that we use just as a rejoinder from the Oprah Winfrey show mm-hmm. is being deleted. We're being told we're doing something obscene,
and somebody might say, hey, well, why don't you make sure before we go on the air that all these tapes are clear? Well, you know what, you can't do that all
no.
the time. You really can't do that. And but Rob, there is a process for that also. I mean, occasionally if there's a question
right.
you run it up the flagpole. There wasn't even a question about this
question.
One
this yeah. is so innocent.
I mean, this one doesn't even, you know what, I'll be honest with you, it was the fact that it's caused this big thing is amusing to me.
Uh-huh.
But the line in itself, yeah, I thought it was relatively funny, but it was funny once.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was funny again. I mean, it was just Oprah. Give me a break. Milk toast
it.
Oprah.
I don't get it. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, last time I checked, they said the word golf course, not intercourse.
Right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Well played.
Thank you very much.
Thank
that was Condoleezza Rice calling.
Come on.
Oh, you just got the disc.
I thought you were going to jam out to Chicago for a while.
No, I was trying to put the Courtney Love thing in, but
Hole.
Yeah.
Name of her band. Incidentally, I've seen a recent picture of Courtney Love, and she is looking
better.
Very, very good. As good as she can look. Which ain't saying much.
Mommy boobies.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. She's got them. Hello.
I need to leave Don and Mike alone right now.
Leave Britney alone. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No, forget her. It's Don and Mike. Leave him alone right now.
Thank you, my friend.
Is this Courtney Love's group?
This is the group Hole. You want to spell it? It's spelled H-O-L-E. Hole. Like Hole in Your Head. She doesn't really sing Hole.
No.
It's just the name of her group.
Name of the band.
We don't know if this was recorded when she was in a state of wastitude or not.
She
doesn't sound too bad, actually.
She recorded it on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Uh-oh.
On the golf course.
We love to do it in different places than just our bedroom.
Yeah. That's
we
more
live on
information
the, we
than
live
I
on
need.
The golf course. But okay. We live on the golf course, so we use the golf course at night.
That's too good. I was just too good. Because you know everybody wants to know what.
Ha-ha! Caught you.
Yeah, there you go.
Caught you.
Yeah.
Caught you.
That's pretty good. You know, I don't mind Courtney Love.
That's not bad.
I really don't mind that at all.
So what hole?
I like it.
Oh, she snuck it in, didn't she?
Yes.
Courtney. Oprah.
That's yes. too good. I'm
never watching Oprah again.
I was just too good.
That is too good, Mike.
I am never watching that show again. Really, and I was a member of her book club.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. I thought you can't read.
I can't read, but I'm still a member. I know the pictures.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Somebody taught me how to spell out O-P-R-A-H, and I go into bookstores, and if I see that sticker, I collect the book and just put it on my shelves to look smart.
I heard that thing. You spell her name backwards. It spells dildo. Dildo Productions.
Oh, you're on shaky ground now.
Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Oh!
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Holy cow, what would Dutchie say?
Dutchie would say, I just want to tip my hat from heaven to the Cubs. How are you, Harry?
What would Dutchie carry?
Dutchie. I wear a bracelet that says WWDCD. What would Dutchie Carey do? Dutchie Carey would say, everybody take a giant step backwards and have a sip of Budweiser.
Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
How about that hole?
That's a great band, and it's a great joke on Oprah. Cubs win. Cubs win. Oh, man, he shot it right through the hole.
When we had the late Harry Carey on our show,
yeah.
Or was it his wife that we had the last time when we asked her?
Might have been my wife, Dutchie.
Didn't we actually ask her if Harry Carey had ever given her a Dutch oven?
And I don't think she understood it. I understood it, and the answer was an unequivocal yes. That's right. Chicago gets cold in the wintertime.
That's right.
And I would sneak under the covers.
Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Ah! Oprah, also from the Windy City.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hey, it's all news right. time. Cubs win. Right. Cubs win. Hey, Don.
Fold up the circus dads and go to the news part of the show now.
Aren't you excited that the Cubs are in the thick of things? Don't you think it's kind of special? Is there a?
Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Ah, aren't you getting a little curious about the baseball season with the Cubs in the middle of things? Isn't there any part of you that might come back over to the baseball fan's side? Please?
Maybe so, but I only have one question for you.
What's that?
What hole?
Ah! I lived on a golf course. I did. Thank you. Yes, audience. I'm here all week.
Harry Carey.
God bless okay. you.
Buzz, you standing by with some news?
I sure am.
Okay, we'll be back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.